This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There's no troubles over here. And we'll have fun, inshallah, together. That's going to be the Sunday, inshallah. Time. Same place, the same park, inshallah, which is North Lake Ranch Park, on the meaning of Ranch View and Ranch Trail. Are you ready? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم أما بعد. So who knows what is this date in terms of the date? What day is that in the month of the Hijjah? يا جماعة, what is it today? Let's count together. Monday was what? Then Tuesday, 11. What is today? 12, right? But now that we passed Maghrib time, we started what? The 13th. So what happens today, throughout this day, what the Hujjaj have been doing as we were living our life, you know, going with our day? What were the Hujjaj doing in this particular day? On the 12th day of the Hijjah, it is considered the last day for the Hujjaj who consider Muta'ajjilin. الحج as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when it comes after the end of the Hajj, the main aspects of Hajj, specifically Yom Arafah, Allah said, وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ. Then you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and count the days that you count. He mentioned two or three. He says, whether you go stay for two more days or 3 days. So most of the Hujjaj usually, they do what they call Ta'jil. A Ta'jil is that they spend the 10th of the Hijjah, the night, at night, which becomes the 11th, of course. They spend that in Mina, and then they do Al-Jumu'ah the next day. And then they sleep another night until the following day, which is the 12th, which was actually today. So today, for many, is the last day of Hajj. What do usually the Hujjaj would do? Would they go and they do the Jumu'ah. Once they're done with the Jumu'ah, before sunset, they need to be outside of Mina. Before sunset, they need to be outside of Mina. If they stay in Mina and the sun sets while they're still in Mina, they are required to stay for the next day. So they're going to have to spend the night for the extra day, which is going to be tomorrow. But the vast majority of the people, they go to the Jumu'ah and they do the Rami and they leave. Today is the day where, you know, most of the accidents, unfortunately, usually happen. Unfortunately. Stampedes and all the stuff. And so why? Because people, they want to leave quickly. Everybody wants to be the first among the people to leave. So they want to go, and everybody says, oh, don't go at the beginning of the Rami. Wait until Asr. And guess what happened? Everybody's waiting until Asr. So when they go, sometimes they have some issues. Alhamdulillah, so far, you know, we didn't hear anything major that happened in the Hajj, and that's a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jal bring them back safe home, ya Rabbil Alameen. So a lot of these Hujjaj, what they do their Rami al-Jumu'ah, and then they move out from Mina, they go to Al-Ajaziyah, and they stay there as long as they want until their time is to depart from Mecca. Some people, they leave 2-3 days later. Some, they leave right away. So whatever schedule they have and the flight that they have scheduled for themselves, they stay in Mecca. So if they're going to be leaving tonight, they will be leaving tonight. If they're leaving the next day or the day after, they stay in Mecca as long as they wish. And then the last thing they need to do before they leave is to do al-tawaf. Tawaf al-wada', as known as the farewell tawaf. And some people who had some excuses and they haven't done their tawaf al-ifada from the day of Arafah, after the day of Arafah, Yom al-Nahr, they delay that until this day as well. So they do both tawaf al-wada' and tawaf al-ifada together. And if they haven't done sa'i, they do sa'i again. And they also leave. Otherwise, they're just required to do tawaf al-wada', the farewell tawaf, and they leave back to the airport or wherever actually they're going. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, اجعلوا آخر عهدكم بالبيت الطواف. That will be the last thing you do while you're in Mecca, to do tawaf around the Kaaba and leave. So if anyone had anything to do before they leave, like shopping, for example, last minute shopping, all the stuff and so on, they should do it before they do the tawaf. So the last thing they need to do is just go and make their tawaf, go straight to the buses, and go outside to the airport, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. If they're going to Medina, they go by bus and so on. However, of course, you know, if someone just needs to, on the way back from the haram, on the way back to the hotel, if they stop to buy something, whether it's food for the journey or even last minute, you know, something to buy to take with them home and so on, that's okay. That's fine. But not to make another plan for a few hours, go shopping. No, let that be before you go to the final tawaf. Some people, of course, they make their tawaf al-wada, and then they go to Medina, and then they spend extra day. Is the visitation of Medina part of Hajj? The answer is no. It's not an essential part of Hajj, but obviously, if someone is going to make a journey like this one, and he's already there in Mecca, and they don't go and visit Medina, Allah musta'an. It's just another 5 hours drive. So they can just, you know, kind of push themselves to stay for a few more days to be in Medina to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And honestly, I don't want to say complete, but it's almost like, say it's incomplete to go for Hajj and not visit the Masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wouldn't be that complete. Some people, they prefer to go to Medina before they go to Hajj, and they leave Mecca straight back home. Others, they do the opposite. They say, no, I would like to do Hajj first, so I go straight to Jeddah and then Mecca, and then when we're done, I would like to spend extra time in Medina just to relax. If you ask me, I prefer the latter actually, which is basically to do Medina visit after Mecca. It soothes the heart, subhanAllah, it's just amazing. I mean, the ambience and the environment in Medina is completely, completely unique. Some other people, of course, you know, they prefer the opposite. Why? Because usually when you are on a journey, your heart is attached to what? To the goal that you want to achieve on that journey. So it doesn't matter how long it takes you to achieve that goal. Once you achieve the goal, every minute becomes extra. And their heart are now attached back home. So every extra minute or hour becomes too much for them. So that's why when they go to Hajj and they go to Medina, their heart are attached to go back home as quick as possible, so they might not enjoy it as much. It's a human psychology, but either way, it's not a mandatory thing to do that journey. Now, some people, they have started doing something extra these days. They go to Mecca, they go to Medina, and then guess what? Guess where they go? They go after that. Not Dubai, man. Although some do, though. Which is true. Some, they go to Dubai to ruin the whole Hajj thing. But a lot of people these days, mashallah, they make part of the plan to go to Al-Aqsa. They make it part of the trip. After they finish Mecca and Medina, they go to Al-Aqsa to pray in Masjid Al-Aqsa, and then they come back home. So if they do so, again, since they are already in that region, so they want to just take the time and use the time in the best way possible to achieve all these, alhamdulillah, beautiful visits to these places. So again, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from the Hujjaj, Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah Azza wa Jal bring them back home safely, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. And may Allah Azza wa Jal bring them maghfoor lahum, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu alam. Any question, Jama'ah? Yes. Say it again. How safe? It's very safe. I mean, it's very safe if you go in the right time. It's very safe. What you consider harmful for you, for the Palestinians over there, that's everyday thing. So if you think that you're going to be dealing with all these protests and maybe stone throwing, all the stuff and so on, that's everyday thing for the Palestinians. So when you go there, it might be dangerous for you, but not for them, man. And I don't think, inshallah, that it wouldn't be a problem. However, I highly recommend before you go there, you ask an expert, you know, on the region, specifically for Americans, going there to Masjid Al-Aqsa. Is it safe? Do they allow you even to go through or not? That you have to prepare for that, inshallah. Okay. Naam. Allah. Yes. How many days do the Hujjaj can do Tawaf al-Ifada? Tawaf al-Ifada should be done actually within the days of Hajj, unless someone has an excuse. Like, for example, a woman in her period. So she's unable to do Tawaf al-Ifada until she becomes pure. And she was going to stay 5 days till after the Hajj. In this case, she waits until the last moment, and then once she becomes pure, she makes her tawaf and she leaves. Wallahu a'lam. Na'am. Yes. Yes. Na'am. Yes. Yes, they do. If someone stays during the night of this night, stay in Mina, they're required to stay for the whole night. And then they need to stay until they do the Rami al-Jamarat. The official time, the official Sunnah time of Rami al-Jamarat is after Zawal, which means after Dhuhr time. So right after Dhuhr time, they can do their Jamarat. Nowadays, what happens because of the large crowd, so they say that the Rami al-Jamarat is open throughout the day and the night. Any day of the day, any day of the night, just can do it. But those who would like to follow the Sunnah, particularly, they would go after Zawal to do so. Wallahu a'lam. Once they do the Rami, they're done, they just leave and they go to make their tawaf and leave home. Wallahu a'lam. Khair inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Now, if a woman, she has to leave, you know, because of the flight schedules and all the stuff and so on. Sheikh Hassan ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, he follows the opinion that in this case, she protects herself from the blood and she makes her tawaf al-ifada and she moves out with her jama'ah. So she'd be fine. Wallahu a'lam. Now,